Sometimes it's hard to tell if the answers to your questions online were answered by a human or by a computer. At Georgia Tech, one professor wanted to test this out in his classroom using artificial intelligence, or AI, to help him teach. And as WABE's Tasneem Shama reports, many students couldn't tell the difference.
Science fiction often presents artificial intelligence as funny-looking robots, or machines like HAL from the movie 2001, A Space Odyssey.
Open the pod bay doors, HAL.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
What's the problem?
I think you know what the problem is just as well as I do.
At this point in the movie, HAL outdoes his human creators, eventually figuring out how to kill them. But artificial intelligence isn't always evil, and it's already here. It's in self-driving cars and even Google searches. AI sets out to make computers smarter and more human, giving machines tools to reason and respond on their own. So Georgia Tech computer science professor Ashok Goyal had an idea.
We thought it would be great to build an AI teaching assistant, which could automatically answer some frequently asked questions.
Yep, an artificially intelligent teaching assistant to help him teach a class about artificial intelligence. 400 students signed up for the class. And Professor Goyal had a dozen human TAs, who are usually grad students. They help answer questions students have in an online discussion forum. But the teaching assistants don't attend classes, so the students don't know what they look like. Goyal says the artificial TAs were loaded with answers to frequently asked questions.
If a student asks a question and does not get an answer for, let's say, 24 hours, the student has moved on to something else by then. On the other hand, an AI can give an answer almost immediately, then the student is still engaged with that topic.
Swapnil Acharya says it was like a mystery, never knowing if it was a human or a computer responding to her questions.
I knew that there are going to be a couple of AI TAs into this class. So I was, from beginning, I was looking for signs.
In fact, most students couldn't tell the difference. Only a few, like Christopher Cassian, correctly guessed the identity of the two artificial TAs in the class. He was tipped off on one of them when it quoted material from a previous semester. Cassian says it sometimes felt like a game.
At some point, Jose posted something, and I saw a mistake, and I was like, that's an AI. And I saw the name in the bottom. It said Jose, and I was like, oh, maybe not. It's kind of fun just trying to guess who's who.
Jose Delgado, he was the lead teaching assistant and the only human TA the students had met. He says it was pretty meta.
This is an artificial intelligence class where students design artificial intelligence as part of the class.
Because of that,
they're talking about it and they're interacting with the AI they're talking about at the same time. So that creates this sense of actually being part of the development instead of just learning on the side.
First year PhD student Katie Cunningham says the AI teaching assistants were great at answering questions. But at the end of the day,
I think there's thinking about people's like emotional state as well as just getting like content and data delivered. I think that's the human side that I think AI can't quite do at this point.
And for now, that's good news for human TAs like Will Hancock.
If human TAs are completely made redundant, then society will change in a way that we cannot even fathom right now. That is the domain of science fiction and pure speculation and guess at this point, because that means that we have fully cognitive agents that can achieve tasks that a person can, and, you know, what will that look like?
But these TAs are getting smarter by the day. This semester, Professor Goyal is debuting a new version of his artificial teaching assistants at Georgia Tech. They'll be able to answer more questions and respond even faster. Tasneem Shama, WABE News.